This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. University of Georgia professor Gregory Robinson was recently honored for his contributions to chemistry. Dr. Robinson specializes in combining unlikely elements, and he does this in his lab where he also tries to use plain language to talk about his research. This year, Dr. Robinson was named a fellow with London's Royal Society of Chemistry. And Gregory Robinson, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Many people don't know what the London Royal Society of Chemistry is. So what does this mean to you to become a part of that very old and august group?
Well, it's a great honor to begin with. It's the RSC, the Royal Society of Chemistry, is the largest scientific organization dedicated to chemistry in Europe. It's the British equivalent of the American Chemical Society, but it's much older. And so it's just a great honor. Some of the most noted chemists in the world were previously fellows of the RSC. So it's humbling as well as a great honor.
And you now get to add a bunch of extra letters to the end of your name, right?
I do. You are allowed to use the FRSC designation behind your name now.
But because you are awarded this because of the work that you've been doing, and I mentioned that it's partly combining unlikely elements, but what does that mean?
Basically it means that there are a number of chemical compounds that are made, we chemists say synthesized, that were long expected to be synthesized. But then there's a whole nother group of very, at first principles, unlikely compounds to be prepared. And we've made a habit, as it turns out, of finding unusual methods to synthesize molecules that at first glance would seem unstable.
And give me an example of those molecules. I understand that you have been working a lot with, we know them by very common names, but like silicon dioxide, which is sand, and silicon monoxide, which is quartz. We know the regular names of them, but you've been working with those chemically. What are you working on?
Well, those are two very great examples. If you look at the periodic table, and, you know, that's arguably the greatest invention of mankind ever, is the periodic table. The vertical columns are called groups, and the first element in group 14 is carbon, and the element right beneath carbon is silicon. And if we take carbon as an example, which we often do, we chemists know a great deal about carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. Those are molecular species, single molecular units. But silicon monoxide and silicon dioxide, they are not molecular species. They are what we call network solids. For example, sand is basically silicon dioxide, but it's a network solid. And so there's no molecular chemistry of silicon dioxide. And what we did recently, we found what I like to call a backdoor method by which, for the first time, we were able to isolate a molecular species, a chemical compound that contained discrete moieties of a silicon oxide. And so it was a great breakthrough fundamentally. Silicon dioxide, for example, chemists have long thought that it was impossible to get a molecular species, but we were able to, fortunately, stabilize that molecule.
Now, what the things that you're saying right now, especially because most people have no idea what moiety means, brings us to another topic that you're passionate about, I'm told, which is translating science into language that people can understand. I understand that you don't think students of science are actually taught how to do that, but why is it important?
Wow. Well, it's simply incredibly important. I think there's enough blame to go around. I think we as scientists have not traditionally done a very good job of communicating what we do to the public. And even the definition of chemistry, I think is significant. And there are many definitions of chemistry, but the one I like is the one that Roald Hoffman, a Nobel laureate, uses. And Professor Hoffman defines chemistry as the art, craft, science, and business of matter and the changes that it undergoes. And that's simply a beautiful definition of chemistry. And I just love that because chemistry is part art and it is part craft and certainly as a science, but also as a business. And all of this is the is how we deal with the matter in the universe. And so we could begin with that. And I think that it's very important for scientists to be able to appropriately discuss science in plain language, because our society is coming more and more technologically supported and inclined, and more and more scientific issues will be on the ballot, you know, at the in the election booth. And so we need to be able to have a citizenry that is scientifically literate.
UGA Professor of Chemistry Gregory Robinson, now a fellow with London's Royal Society of Chemistry. Gregory, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.